Let's talk a little bit about the prevention setting. Can you review what the IBIS-1 trial looked at and where we are in the data set? And, of course, the IBIS-2 study looking at anastrozole versus placebo, pretty interesting randomization. Where are we right now with both of those trials?
The IBIS-1 study, of course, was begun some time ago, I guess in 1998, I guess it was, yeah, and published once. And like all the trials, we show essentially about a 50% reduction in new ER-positive breast cancer, no effect on ER-negative tumors. But the European trials have actually kept themselves blinded. That study plus the Royal Marsden study, which originally was the pilot study for IBIS-1, have been ongoing, and we recently updated the follow-up and reported that earlier this year. And the results were really very exciting, I think as good as we could have ever hoped for, and that is the benefit in the 5 years after you stop treatment was actually larger than the benefit in the 5 years of active treatment.
Counterintuitive.
Not actually. Because cancer is a long process. You know, we're talking about carcinogenesis here. We're not talking about treating. There are precursor lesions that are developing over 20, 30 years.
Although, I mean, I think a lot of people thought we weren't talking about carcinogenesis. We were talking about suppression of subclinical disease,
sure.
But maybe we are talking about
it. Yeah, well, I think, you know, even in the overview of the adjuvant studies, we've seen this extended carryover benefit in years 5 to 10 after, you know, when giving 5 years of tamoxifen. And it looks like in earlier disease, the effect is even larger. So the tamoxifen is more than just cytostatic. You're actually curing some patients. And these unidentifiable subclinical lesions that are partway on the path are also being cleaned up. So it's kind of like you're sterilizing the breast, getting rid of all of the sort of partially converted lesions.
Or half of them.
At least in some cases, certainly not in all cases. And it reminds me a lot of, you know, the effects of taking out adenomas in colorectal screening. You know, once you've taken out the precursor lesions, the benefit lasts 10, 20 years.
What about in the IBIS trial? Can you talk a little bit more about what happens in those second 5 years?
So the IBIS trial, when we first reported the results, we wrote to all the women and told them that we had found this early effect, but we weren't convinced that it was sufficiently strong that we should unblind them. And of course, they all had the choice to be unblinded. I think one out of the 7,000 chose to be unblinded at that stage. And we did recommend that they stay with the treatment, stay on follow-up. We've continued to follow them up through essentially passive record systems in the UK and Australia, and now have essentially about an 8-year median follow-up, with a lot of women actually being out to 10 years. And the results were really very, very encouraging for this continued benefit. The women now, when they get to 10 years, are being offered the chance to join the IBIS-2 study once they've had a 10-year follow-up on IBIS-1. So I think we would like to look at how long this lasts, but we recognize that after 10 years, it probably is appropriate for many of these women who are now at risk to consider an AI.